Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What the hell is going on with the Rockets? Seriously, what in the hell is going on with the Rockets?
Twitter, man.
Don't understand what's going on. Jeff Pizdelic, the main assistant for Mike D'Antoni, fired over the weekend. Daryl Morey released a statement after it was announced that Pizdelic would not be coming back. Here's Morey's statement. Quote, Jeff's contract was up. It will not be renewed. We're looking for any way to improve. That goes for players, coaches, front office, everything. So bye-bye to Mike D'Antoni's assistant, who, by the way, disappeared when Carmelo was brought here. And we know that they had a history with each other and came back after Melo left. And, and the Rockets, ironically, got off to a very slow start without Pizdelic. So that goes without saying. Also, there are reports that Mike D'Antoni wants an extension from the front office. It was a weird report because there weren't really any claims that a contract was being worked on. It was basically just Mike D'Antoni making it very clear that he wants to coach. He still has the passion to coach, and he's up for an extension, and he's ready to roll. Mm-hmm. And I've also told you many times, and this is 100% fact, Tillman Fertitta was the man who extended Mike D'Antoni's contract an extra year. It was not Daryl Morey. That was a Fertitta decision. So amidst all this, John Lopez, what in the hell are we supposed to make of what's going on with the Houston Rockets right now after Golden State Warriors ended their season in an embarrassing manner two Fridays ago when the Rockets were a 7.5-point favorite in the Western Conference semifinals?
Behind the scenes, and hear me carefully on this, behind the scenes, this has all the markings of an organization that is in disarray or unsure of its true north. You know, that's a fishing, that's a boating, reference. You got to know where your true north is, right? I think everybody's pointing in different directions. Let's go over piece by piece what you just talked about. Jeff Pizdelic has been fired 1 year, less than 1 year, after the owner gave him a raise because the team needed him on the defensive side with Carmelo. There was friction. Carmelo's gone. He comes back. So he comes back, makes you a better team, makes you one of the better defensive teams in the NBA, and then you fire him after that year when it was never more clear in the history of Jeff Pizdelic's career here with the Houston Rockets. It was never more clear than this year how important he is to the team.
That's the whole thing, is normally when you let an assistant go, it's all hypothetical. And you sit here and you say, well, he means so much to this defense. And, you know,
and it's just words.
Suffer with it. It's just words because there's just an assumption.
But
they
right
started
now,
the season without him.
And they were crap.
They were 14th in the league.
Yeah.
They were the 14th seed. And then he came back after Melo left.
Right.
And the defense turned it up. They were like the second worst defense in the league when Pizdelic was out.
So somebody gave him, the owner gave him a raise when it was never more clear that he was important to this team. He then gets fired. That's not just the owner at work. That's number one, okay? It has all the markings of a team that's in disarray behind the scenes. The head coach is basically publicly lobbying for an extension. And this is where the old...
There's no basic about it.
No, there's no basic about it. But some people might think that this is just a report that got out. Here's the thing. No report like this just gets out. You know, this wasn't from the Rockets. This wasn't from Daryl Morey or any official word. This was a report, and then obviously Mike D'Antoni admits he can coach three more years. He is basically lobbying for an extension going into the last year of his contract. These are the kinds of things that you never hear beforehand. Usually it's one of those situations where we're sitting here in May one day or in June one day, and it comes across Twitter or on our email or whatever. The Rockets have agreed to terms with an extension with Mike D'Antoni. It's like, oh, hey, D'Antoni got an extension. You're never publicly lobbying for that extension, or very rarely. So that's the second thing. Mike D'Antoni feels compelled, for whatever reason, to somehow let this story out and to quote on and to talk about it publicly. And then there's Daryl Morey.
Are we going to do this?
Of course we're going to do this.
We're
going to
do this?
We're the most honest show in town, man.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. It is In the Loop. Talking about the Rockets turmoil. Mike D'Antoni begging for an extension. Jeff Bizdelic fired. And the tweet that should have never happened.
It's not the only tweet, but it is the one that makes you just scratch your head. And it makes Daryl Morey look...
Like an amateur.
Like...
An amateur.
We all
I
know.
Have to stay off Twitter. Because I'm going to lose my mind.
It makes Daryl Morey look
like a hack.
Like that insecure, semi-hot chick that craves likes and compliments on her Twitter and Instagram. You know, she's not fat, but she might be, you know.
He's not fat? Well, I mean, he's big.
She's got a pretty face, but she's insecure because she doesn't like the way she looks in a bathing suit. And so she, like, posts this. The whole... felt cute, might delete later. Daryl Morey right now is the felt cute, might delete later guy of the NBA. And the reason I say that is this is the tweet.
Oh, no.
This is your general
manager. Do we really have to
manager.
Do this?
Yes.
Ugh.
This is your general manager tweeting this versus the retweeting it from, by the way, from someone he may be rethinking. That he retweeted from. But anyway.
No, he did it on his own and then credited the guy. It wasn't even a straight retweet.
Oh, I know. But yeah, I'm saying he might not have looked at his bio. But anyway.
Yeah.
Versus the Warriors the last 3 years in the playoffs. Houston, 5-8. Rest of the NBA, 5-34. Are you freaking kidding me? Then he goes through the entire Clips are 2-4. Pelicans, 1-4. Spurs, 1-8. Cavs, 1-8. Jazz, 0-4. Blazers 0-6. He's basically saying, give me a participation trophy. He's the felt cute, might delete later guy of the NBA. He's insecure. He looks like an insecure guy in terms of the Rockets record versus the Warriors. There's something going on here. I mean, would you disagree? It's behind the scenes. I don't know what it is. I don't have anybody give me any sourced information. I'm just telling you, when you got Bizdelic and obviously D'Antoni and Morey all doing different things that would be confusing on their own, there's something going on.
I think it's obvious Morey would rather have a new coach. I think it's already been decided for him, so maybe he can tweak the assistants and he can bring in the assistants on his own and get it done. That's my first assumption. Mm-hmm. As far as the tweet itself, this is one of the most pathetic things I've seen a front office guy do ever. And I mean, you're going to sit here and you're going to tell me that because the Clippers, Pelicans, Spurs, Cavs, Jazz and Blazers have lost to the Warriors, I'm supposed to feel better about it? Just look at those teams individually. The Clippers are young, and they're a scrappy team, and they can sign two max guys this summer. Mm-hmm. They can bring in two max contracts this summer. So they're basically rebuilding. Okay, congratulations. The Pelicans have Anthony Davis, who wants out of town, and they had Boogie Cousins last year get hurt in the playoffs, and they pushed him. So congratulations. The Spurs are in life after Tim Duncan. And they're struggling against the Warriors, and they're just a scrappy bunch. Congratulations. The Cavs, you beat them. Congratulations. The Jazz, they're not in the same class as the Rockets. Congratulations. And the Blazers, we know they're not even in the same class as the Rockets. So congratulations. You lost to a team without Kevin Durant when you were a 7.5-point underdog.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to sit here and spin some sort of narrative that Rockets fans should be happy that you have had more success against the freaking Warriors than the freaking Pelicans?
Tell me.
Get over yourself. And there's no Rockets fan with a level head that sat there and saw that tweet and said, oh, you know what? He's right. Damn it. We're not the Pelicans. We're not the Clippers. You know what? The Jazz got swept, but we did not. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. That is one of the dumbest things that I've seen someone tweet that's as accomplished as Morey and that should know better than Morey. This isn't his first rodeo.
No, he's been doing it 14 years. There's something going on. Something made him feel compelled to say to someone, to indicate to someone somewhere.
Uh-oh, is this a theory?
Yeah, absolutely it is. Look, we've played them closer than anyone. We still lost every time, but we still play. Let me ask you this.
Do you think that person might own some restaurants?
Might own some restaurants. Let me ask you this. What would the blowback be?
Oh, gosh.
Today.
Oh, gosh. If Ryan Gane did this?
No. Better. If Jimbo Fisher tweeted today, we played Clemson closer than anybody else in 2018, just so you know. What would the public perception be? Because that's fact. you know, Syracuse lost by three, A&M lost by two. Hey, yay, Aggies only lost by two to the national champions, undefeated. What would the blowback be right now? Because that's what Daryl Morey is doing.
I kind of feel like I saw you tweet that earlier this year, honestly.
I did not.
We're going to have to look.
Maybe as a smart ass.
I don't know, John. We're going to have to check. You and Morey might have a little
something.
All
right, what would happen? Because that's what Morey's doing.
You get made fun of, and you should get made fun of. But you know the difference between Jimbo Fisher doing that and Daryl Morey? Jimbo Fisher's in his first year trying to take a program to a different level.
Well, it still doesn't make it right.
He hasn't been there 14 years. So if Jimbo Fisher did that and said in our first year we played him this close, it would be more understandable. You've been doing this for a decade and a half. You built your team to beat the Warriors. You have two Hall of Fame point guards, including one that you're paying like a max guy. So you're going to have Chris Paul for the next 3 years. These other teams, they're rebuilding, or they're young, or they're trying to build towards something. This team you have right now that you're giving a participation ribbon to, it ain't going to get much better because you overpaid Chris Paul. This is just absolutely silly.
Well, there's that factor, too. You know people in that building are doing the same thing that us and fans are doing. It's like, man, we got to pay that guy $124 million. Got to pay him $124 million the rest of the year?
It's ridiculous. 713-572-4610. Richard, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I totally blame Daryl Morey. It seems that we forget all last offseason, we didn't make any free agent bids on anybody. Couldn't go after no free agents. Couldn't go after the Butler trade. Because why? Because Daryl Morey was waiting on Carmelo Anthony. And so how did that end up?
Right.
Good job, Daryl. Thanks.
No. He had a fixation on Carmelo Anthony for probably 6 or 7 years before he got him. At least five. He was fixated on it.
One of the silliest things I've ever seen a GM do. I don't understand what Daryl Morey felt like he accomplished there. And he's getting clowned.
The Bizdelic stuff and the D'Antoni basically, you know, leaking this story or whatever, however it came out.
They're a disaster. They're a dumpster fire. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you on a Monday, Sports Radio 610. Texans finally release Ryan Griffin, and they're on the field today. We'll give you the latest. And plus, Johnny Football might be coming to town to play some football. We'll tell you where next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.